difference between Sean Duffy and Kelly Westland on the proposed Pinocchio Hills iron mine. Westland says its impact on the environment will hurt tourism. Duffy says northern Wisconsin needs the jobs.
If we can do it safely, those are really good-paying jobs. They're not minimum wage jobs. They're really good-paying Wisconsin jobs that support families. She's opposed to that. So how do you say you're in favor of good-paying jobs when you're opposed to those right in your backyard?
I'm opposed, especially under these regulations as they're written now, and with this company, which we know to be untrustworthy. They came to our community and told us that they weren't going to seek legislative changes, and that's exactly what they did.
Duffy says he wants to create more jobs by cutting government regulations. Westland wants the government to address income inequality and raise the minimum wage.
Over the last 40 years, we've seen workers more educated, more productive, and their wages remain stagnant, while profit margins for corporations have grown. That tells me that that wealth that should be going to workers is being accumulated at the very top. We've got to make sure that people who work full-time are able to get by, are able to make ends meet.
What's most important is we have opportunity for people, and it's hard to create opportunity through government rules and government regulation. It comes naturally with good policies in Washington that allow our small businesses to expand and grow and create more jobs.
Republican Sean Duffy defeated Don Rahala, and Democrat Kelly Westland defeated Mike Christine in yesterday's primary. They face Green Party candidate Lawrence Dale in the general election. In Wausau, I'm Glenn Moberg for Wisconsin Public Radio News.